Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you very much for making time for us and staying with us. So Electoral Commission today has started a process of engaging all of us with regards to e-voting. On the line with us is Electoral Commission's Provincial Electoral Officer in Gauteng, Thabo Masemola. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, Mr. Masemola.
Good evening, Pamela, and the greetings to you of yours, to your listeners.
This conversation has been long coming, and we've just gone through the elections that were extremely challenging. But one of the things that for me was interesting was how the system of registration, by and large, was driven, you know, electronically. And when we got to vote, we went back to the manual system. What did we learn by the use of technology in the registration system that we used in the past elections that we just come out of?
Indeed, the use of technology for voter registration has had a number of benefits for the country. We're able to ensure that there is high number of registration, especially from young people. So that was one of the key lessons for the Electoral Commission of South Africa.
And we are now here where we're all discussing the issue of using technology when the day comes, obviously. One of the biggest issues that you're going to have to navigate as the IEC is trust. And that, I suppose, is an issue whether you are doing electronically, whether you're doing it manually. How are you going to bridge the trust deficit that sometimes comes to the fore, whatever you do, because it's election after all, it's politics?
Indeed, the issue of public trust is key for the success of implementing a fit for purpose electronic voting. However, there are other factors, PML. You need to look at the cost implication of such technology. You need to look at the reliability of that technology. You need to look at the existing infrastructure support for the choices of the electronic voting that you might have to consider. Also, you need to look at the cyber security and the digital device and accessibility of technology in general.
And so when you weigh up all these things, and I know obviously it'll be a few days where everybody has something to say, from your own sort of assessment, also by looking at other jurisdictions, how are we faring when you look at some of the issues that you've put on the table?
It's still early to tell. We are interested in more engagements from specialists and renowned researchers on this aspect. There are countries that have adopted electronic voting, and at some point they had to jettison that idea owing to a number of challenges that they have experienced. However, you have a country such as Estonia, for instance, that is using i-voting, and you have a country such as Brazil that is using electronic voting. So in a nutshell, there are few success cases, but I think this conversation, Pamela, we need to have a deep and robust conversation as a country so that the choices that we make, they protect the integrity of our electoral process so that we remain with a very robust electoral environment. Okay. And we need to place the voter at the heart of this discussion.
Yeah. You mentioned the fact that, you know, there are countries that at some point had adopted electronic voting and then abandoned. I think Netherlands is one of those. But the thing, though, is making a decision around this kind of thing. Technology right now is moving so quickly. So I wonder if whatever we decide on will be cast in stone, because things are changing so rapidly in the technological space.
Absolutely. That is why I'm saying this conversation should be a robust conversation that involves all stakeholders, including ordinary South Africans, so that the choices that we make are choices that are fit for our electoral environment, especially because of the cost implications of investing in technology, whilst over time you might reduce the cost of running elections in general, but the initial investment is key, and also how to then maintain whatever technology that we will have chosen, given the very same point that you are making of the rapid change in our technological environment.
Just from the, you know, really the assessment that is, I suppose, just from sitting in that room today, for instance, what's your assessment of how people feel about moving this direction?
It looks like there is an appetite to move towards electronic voting.
Yeah.
But as I've said, we need to have a sober and robust discussion, and so that once we make those policy choices, we ensure that this is supported, one, by the relevant legislative framework, because the current legislative framework that is in place does not create space for electronic voting in the country. As I've said, there are other key considerations, and you correctly place the issue of public trust at the heart of this discussion. And there are other factors such as the security around the technology that we choose.
Yeah.
Reliability is key, because you choose a system, then it creates problem on election day.
Mm.
So we need to have a sober discussion, test all these technologies through pilot projects, for instance.
Mm.
But as I've said, it's still early days for this conversation, and we need to take this conversation to the people.
I mean, you make the point that, you know, this has got to be taken to the people. People have to be a part of this. How are we going to be engaging people going forward?
There are a number of sessions that the Electoral Commission will roll out after this conference.
Okay.
In all provinces. And I think we'll ensure that we publicize those sessions so that they reach the wider audience, but also we hear all voices in our country, whether we are in an urban area, we are in the township, or we are in the rural setup. So it's important that we take this conversation to the people.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much for making time for us, and all the best for the next couple of days that you've got this conversation with other stakeholders. Thank you very much for making time for us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Amanda, thank you.
Thabo Masimola is Electoral Commission's Provincial Electoral Officer in Gauteng.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.